This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what dear you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Nazi is brought to you by ML Fleets Limited, the Bahamas Out Island Promotion Board, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the Ministry of Aquaculture Marine Resources, Nazi Journeys, Percy's Island Games, Scotiabank, and Tropical Gyros.
Was gold for the Cuban link tough. How much I stress a her and me ring so. From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone cock us bag a thing now. Bitch throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
The Wednesday, August 9th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Nuali in your company right up until 6 p.m. And of course, it is a Wednesday. We open the lines on a Wednesday and we'll do that. But we got a special edition today. So I'll double up on the trivia tomorrow. You know how to chime in. 323-6232. 325-4316. 254259 in New Providence. Toll free in any one of the Family Islands, Abaco, Grand Bahama, chime on in. Toll free 242-300. 5720 242-300 5720. Text lines powered by BTC 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right, we got Roscoe zoomed in. All right, let's welcome to the show, no stranger. Obviously, Monday was a holiday, but we got him on a Wednesday, and we appreciate that. And ironically, we had it lined up, you know, last week for this Wednesday because of the holiday. And just look what happens on Tuesday night going into Wednesday that affects Abaco. Big headlines in The Guardian. News and views of Madison's 1844. Cornish resigns his PM, at PM's request. North Abaco MP to be charged today. Cornish intends to hold on to House seat. Bring us up to snuff from Abaco, Roscoe. What does that mean to Abaco?
My brother, hey, what's up? Good afternoon, Bahamas. Boy, news, you know, I'm following it just like you. It's amazing, you know, what's happened.
And and I understand he's gotten bail as well, too. Well, we'll get bail.
I heard that. And you know, it's funny, and it's not just him, but let's just use anybody. You know, we got people that are killing people. My wife was just saying it. You know, we got people murdering that are getting out on bail and with $8,000 or $9,000, $10,000, you know, at different amounts, which is ridiculous. But I guess that's the justice system.
You know, I know some who steal a can of cream and tuna because their family's hungry, and they can't get bail.
Yep. I got to wear ankle bracelet. Getting back to, you know, what you asked with that, I don't think it was a shock, maybe to some, but it's, I mean, you can't avoid that. What I don't understand is the PM's comments a couple months ago, you know, when this, you know, incident came up, seems to be talking another tune now.
Yeah, I think there was a endorsement for the MP in question a couple of months back when all of this broke.
Right.
And now, like you say, it's a different tune.
I don't know. And let me tell you, it's like I said before, and I'll say here, you know, it's between God, her, and him, you know, and she has her day in court. He has his day in court. But I think it's serious enough charges that they can't, something is there. Otherwise, I don't think it would have happened.
But looks like the rug couldn't hold high enough up on this one. So, you know.
Yeah, that's.
It had to run its course.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I find ironic, though? That after much ballyhoo, here we are. And despite all of this, Cornish says he intends to hold on to his House seat.
And then you go, that's by law, that's right. He's able to do that right now until the court case. I mean, that's just one of those things. And if you ask me, I think they're going to try drag this out as long as they can.
I made the comment today, this will probably rear its head after election, but not before. This gonna go away now.
Well, they're going to do something to divert the incident here in Abaco, another black eye on this administration. Well, I shouldn't say. I mean, how many knockout punches do they need? It seems like every week there is something that is coming up. If it's not BPL, if it's not immigration.
I was going to ask on all of them, you know, as we talk today, but I know this is the breaking news. But, yeah, it's a multiplicity.
Yeah. It's amazing, but what precedent has been set forward? I mean, let's look at it, and I know people will, you know, want to argue with me on it. Okay, when Dr. Sands, he resigned, even though it wasn't under his portfolio, and it should have been somebody else who resigned. Peter Turnquest resigned. Brent Simonette resigned. I just say this, they resigned their as, you know, cabinet ministers.
And if you look at the BLP, even Shane Gibson resigned.
Right, but you look at this, and that's what I'm saying. The precedent has been set before. What's happening right now, it's like a free-for-all.
It's what I like to term all buck up go, because that's what it seems like.
It's disheartening, and it's another black eye on Abaco right now, not just in local news, but throughout the Bahamas and the world, because you just had an incident, you know, a couple weeks ago. You know, now you have MP, you know, he has his day in court, but allegations, and it's like, uppercut coming next.
Allegations of sexual assault and threats of death.
So,
I mean, that's some serious charges.
I believe some people are going to say it's politically motivated. Nobody knows what's it's. You have so much going on right now. You have the women's act, you know, going before a parliament or being written or whatever, you know, with the women's rights and all that. And here you have an accused MP facing charges on it. I mean, and then I see in the paper, I see on, and maybe you can confirm it for me, but then I see the president of the Water and Sewage Union is supporting. But isn't he also the person that's the eyewitness in the Adrian Gibson trial? I just use it. I look at it
and I shake my head.
But
it's crazy.
Does he speak for the women? Does he speak for the women in there? I mean, how do you make a statement like that? You know, it's just naughty.
It's crazy, Roscoe.
It's, you know, it was coming, and it's just another black eye.
Well, according to our news, Water and Sewage Union President is in full support. We pledge our full support for North Abaco MP. Water and Sewage Corporation Union President Dwayne Wood says the union stands in full support of North Abaco MP Kirk Cornish. But hold on. Did anybody else ask the union members?
There's a question.
But isn't this the same gentleman that has been like AWOL from his job and running up a salary on the taxpayers, but and not been to work allegedly for months or for a long period of time?
There anyway, I don't see the newspapers as much as you do, but I
you need to worry about taking his hit by the way.
Also, Naughty, isn't he also the witness in it, for the witness for the?
If I'm not mistaken, in another case involving a sitting MP, Mr. Adrian Gibson.
You know, so I mean, how does this? You know, I mean, it just. It's so corruption is so I don't know, is it corruption?
I don't get this though. You stand against alleged corruption at the Water and Sewage Corporation, but you don't stand against alleged sexual assault? Where's your moral compass? How askew is your moral compass?
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean I just Naughty,
Mr. Woods needs to have several seats, like several.
I'm glad you had us today because Monday was a holiday and this was prearranged, you know, because
it is
disheartening. But the banner of the fact is it's happened. And I, you know, it what else, Naughty? I mean, you know,
I mean, I can't imagine. How Abaco feels, like you said, because obviously, you know, Abaco has gone from being one of the biggest contributors to the bottom line in this country and producing.
So it is. I mean, it's right there. We're back behind Freeport now, but I guarantee you, besides the oil, but what they brought in duty and customs, you take the oil wells and whatever thing, the company that, I mean, you just talk about businesses in Freeport. I think we were doing more than what they were.
And now, you know, you hear both Alaco and Freeport taking the same kind of blows from this administration.
I mean, regardless of how Alaco should have been dealt with, it's still, you know, we're still
I look at another one of the dailies, and despite approval, shanty homes not demolished.
Naughty. Where do we go? What more do you do? Making noise, you know, going to the press, going on the radio. People say it's complaining. People might say it's this and that. But you're bringing the issues to the government and saying, hey, why is this not being dealt with? A ruling was given. Why are y'all not dealing with this? Just with everything, the DRA, just everything that's happening in the Bahamas, back to Abaco, it's just... I mean, come on, we're still trying to rebuild and get back up to where we were.
It's crazy. And, you know, the lines are open, so feel free. If you have any questions for Roscoe and Abaco, feel free to chime on in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in Abaco, Grand Bahama, any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Text lines, let me check the phone. Naughty, I think the bail was too low for Cornish. I'm hearing it was 9,000 allegedly.
That's crazy, what I've heard. That's only what I've seen somebody post on a social media page. You know,
let's double check that to confirm that. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty, Roscoe. Good afternoon.
Hey, what's going on, Jeff?
Good afternoon. Right here, my brothers. Listen, this is quite extraordinary. This matter has long overdue in coming to this case in point. It was an ordinary citizen, I'm pretty sure, that the ordinary citizen would have been already grilled and charged if necessary, but it took this long to come to this point. But here is the joke. We talk about corruption in this country. You know, there's still one or two other cases that has been on the docket for a long time. There's one, and I make the reference to Freeport, to Grand Bahama proper, where there are people in that jurisdiction that has been, that charges have been brought about, but or even pending allegations, but yet nothing has come out of that case either. So are we cherry-picking who we are going to put before the courts because of the outcry of the public, or are we really going to have justice in this country in the fashion that we all say that we want to see it done? You can't have the system working one way for the ordinary citizen, and then have the system working a different way for the holding office or who are in office. Because there's even a few in office that the spotlight or the microscope is on, but nobody is focused on those persons. When are we going to have the justice system in this country work in the manner that it's supposed to work? And then you're talking about you're trying to get young people to do the right thing, but how can they do the right thing when we as the elderly citizens of this country are doing things contrary to those things that we would like them to do? You know, it's just a whole mix-up scenario going on, and it's totally unnecessary. We have to fix the system. We have to bring these people to justice, and we have to make everyone accountable for their actions going forward. And if this is the start and closing, it's just this one gentleman whom I don't know him, but the allegations are that much where you could get bail, and the Bail Act needs to be revisited. I think we have a lot of work to do in this country. Okay, and I'm going to leave it at that for now. Thanks for taking my call. I'll continue to listen.
All right, Jeff, thanks for calling, man. Good stuff. Always a good to hear from you. Roscoe, you got any comments on that?
No, and I agree. There is a lot in our system that needs to be changed. It's not like we're reinventing the wheel. We want to use what works for us. And you do need accountability and transparency in what goes on. I mean, and that's in all departments of government, because you could come now to local government here and I could get audited and you can see where every dollar goes to contracts, to what we've done. I mean, you have. So if we have to do that, shouldn't the government, you know, be upfront, be honest? There should be more. There needs to be the Freedom of Information Act with TEEK, not with, you know, control by the minister. You know, I.
Well, listen, you know, you look at that across the board, Roscoe, and obviously with the removal of the Procurement Act, we really don't know where our money's going. 2.7
exactly.
million on drains, with a contract for drains, but yet we're flooded all over the place, the drains here. You look at the verges out west, Saunders Beach, and throughout the Cable Beach Strip, a lot of the verges are unattended, unkept. Along the airport corridor, same thing. Then you look on the Eastern Parade. Somebody sent it to me, Naughty, check this out. Eastern Parade, Portland Division 12 in Freetown. This has not been cut since June. Weeds are knee-high most of the field. Several sports team had to stop practicing here because it's so overgrown. Somebody's getting paid and not cutting. Public parks need to do better, please. And they're sending pictures, and the field is overgrown. And then
and Naughty,
here's another
one
though, Roscoe. Before you get to that, go ahead.
I can say I'm very grateful in Abaco because of our district council and how we oversee the central area. That's one thing now. Some things at times, you know, because we have to save up money, or, you know, if you don't use it all in one, you know, might do road verges going or having the garbage cleaned up go into sprit up, or you might have the bypass. A lot of these, you know, are things that local government does over here. It's not even trying to get central government to do something is a joke. Pelican Shores Roads, they've yet to start on that. There's government subdivision that needs road work. You know, there's places over here, and these are things that are just neglected, you know?
Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Jeff. Sorry. Hey, what's up, Naughty? Good day. And also to Russell.
What's happening, man?
Yeah, hey, man. I bless. Thanks. Listen, I'm speaking from a male perspective. I don't know if you remember, there was something on the news with this guy who was falsely accused of rape, but he did serve time. The Heyman guy. I don't know if you watched it. And, you know, he served time, but yet he forgave the lady. Said he passed the lady. The lady didn't even recognize. He asked her. She didn't even recognize him. But he served time for some sexual assault or some rape or something like that. And, and just want to say, I understand the gravity of what this lady alleges, and that it could be very possible, but we have to let's give Clay Cornish. I'm not a PLP by any means, but just as a male, from a male, and I have male boy, male children as well. I just want to let the court.
Let justice take its course.
Huh?
I agree.
Let justice take its course. Let justice prevail.
Yeah, because once they get battled with that title, especially now, you know, they're saying you know, you'll be labeled as in the U.S., man. Some of these guys can't even go in their schools and be around children. We have to be careful. And as a male, I'm concerned about that. But I want justice. And if he did do it, he needs to be punished. But at the same time, as a man, I ain't gonna throw all that on him right now. But thanks for your time.
Fair enough, man.
Hey, and,
go ahead, Roscoe.
Enough respect. That's why I said that's between him, God, and the girl. You know, they're the three that know, and she'll have her day in court, and he'll have his. All I'm saying is it is a black eye on Abaco. And until it is proven and it's cleared, it's that allegation that stands. And I, you know, that's you can't avoid that. I do agree. It's you, and I've not said anything to the contrary.
No, you haven't.
You know. I'm saying let the court system decide. I take
the same stance that I took with the Gibson case. Let the chips fall where they may. Let the system do it.
People are going to say it's some of it might be politically motivated. People are going to say, you know, it happened. I mean, she has her day in court. He has his day in court. And at the end of the day, the court will decide if it ever gets to court, if it ever gets to that day. But that's what we have. All I'm saying, and I'll repeat it again, it just doesn't look good for Abaco in the Bahamas, because we've just gone through a case in Guanaki, you know, it's not.
And nothing's come out of that either, right? I still haven't heard anything out of that situation either, correct?
I do not have any besides, you know, what people have said, and I'm not going to get, because I'm not, you know, in that, but that's where I was referring to at giving Abaco a black eye. It's so much is happening here, and it's just not, you know, it's disheartening, I guess.
Let's go back to the phone lines real quick.
Yep.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. We got somebody there, or we don't got anybody there? It sounds like it's... Call us back, caller. You're breaking up. Give us a call back. Let me check out some of the text. Naughty. So politicians can't break the law by allegedly raping, but you can break the law by not filing your financial disclosures. That's true too.
Very good point. Very good point. He's right there. Some have not even done it to this day, from what I understand.
Was a certain minister of transport accused of running over an officer brought to justice as of yet? Maybe you or Roscoe can answer that one for me.
I think, wasn't it dismissed or something happened?
I think something along those lines.
Yeah. Or he didn't press something, he didn't press charges or whatever.
Let's go back to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hey, I got you. Go ahead.
This the police?
Hello? No.
Who's this?
Brayman.
Hey.
You calling the radio, Brayman. That's naughty.
Oh, naughty. Yes, naughty. Pardon me.
No problem.
I got a little problem, man. I'm on the air?
Yeah, you on the air.
Okay. Man, hey, about 20 after 4, right? 919, some two boys was walking on my roof, right? I called the police. I called 919. The woman slammed the phone down on me, right? So I called the commissioner's office, right? The number for the commissioner's office, and guess what? The police ain't reached yet, and these people are squatting, man. These people are squatting next door to me. All the guys there, which was on my roof and what was hanging out on my walkway, ran over there. The police ain't came yet. Somebody need to shoot them up because they're giving me too much problem.
Boy, Raymond, you're back to busting corn now. Calm down.
Yeah, because the police ain't helping.
I hear you, Raymond. You know, you know what I'm going to tell you, though. You got to follow the course. I know you've gotten no satisfaction following the course, but, I mean, you got to log the complaint. So if you do decide to defend your property, it's been on the record.
I go to Central and I sign for police and everything like that. Sometimes they tell me, sometimes they come and get information and, you know, it's just a bunch of foolishness out there, and they get my yard filled with garbage. What kind of beer bottle and stuff like that? They're always putting dog stool on my porch, you know? These niggas down here, they need to die, man.
All right, Brayman, I know you're passionate now, but you can't be bitching down on everybody, but, you know, call me whenever you need me to to lend a helping hand or give some assistance, man. But if you can't be vision deaf and nobody there, bring it. I understand your pain, though. I understand your passion. I understand you're disgruntled. But you got to keep, you know, fighting a good fight. You got to follow the process. Can't be busting going everywhere. So, Roscoe, I got another one for you. Naughty asked Roscoe why the record had to go to Freeport and the alleged incident happened in Abaco.
That why? Because of the court. We only have a magistrate here. That has to go to Nassau, to Freeport or Nassau. Any major court cases like that.
Question for Roscoe. With the shanty towns. We need answers on this ASAP. Where exactly are those three shanty towns located in Abaco? Why can nobody seem to really know their location?
They know where the shanty towns are. There's roads going down south and north into the pine yards that have people clearing and building foreign nationals. You have right on SC Boodle, they know where it is, and there's another one on the left in the farm. They know exactly where. They know where they all are. I mean, that's just common knowledge. It's just
why, failure to act.
You know,
failure to know location, failure to act.
Problem. Yeah.
Failure to engage. All right, let's go to the phone lines again. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
A pleasant buck and mud.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, a whole lot of men. It's been a very rough, surprising weekend. But still, the concern for country is still dead, Naughty. You know, first of all, your boy wake up Sunday morning, can't walk.
You're walking now? You better now?
I know, no. Being taken around to do all kind of tests, visiting doctors and checking out from my knees down, I got no power. They say it might be gout.
I was just going to say, I wonder if it's gout, man. Maybe too many brown bottles.
Yeah, well, you know, in life we make good choices, bad choices, and
you got to keep on trucking.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, I can't blame nobody for my fault if I go and buy a pack of cigarettes and smoke it, eh?
No.
Yes, the Surgeon General got on the pack saying that this is known to cause cancer, and he could blame Sparky, eh?
You got it.
If the man say have one or two cold brown balls or collect once or twice a day or. Two beers, one every day.
Yeah, you can.
I can't blame nobody if one morning I wake up, my knees freeze up on me, eh?
Well, I'm praying for you, Spark. I hope you feel better. I hope you rally back.
But I finished on that. And until the day I was going about it the wrong way. I was going to take x-rays for you, but they said, no. You take a blood test for you to find out what your blood's doing. And then you find out if you got a buildup of uric acid to find out if you got the gout.
Right.
Then if you got the gout, then we could work on medication to, you know, dissolve the uric acid from around the joint. And if it ain't the gout, then the doctor said that we're looking at knee replacements. I said, well, bull. No, ain't no replacing no knee round. Yeah. So it better be the gout.
Yeah. I hope
now let's get back to my concern for love of country, like you say. The country is what we call the we. The party is what you call the I. You know, I this. Notice most politicians always the I this and I that, the I this and I this and that. Politicians lie. I don't like people who always use the I because if we are a country, it's a we. And you know, I and we. See, I love my flag and I love my country. And after that come myself, my God, myself, my children, my grandchildren, then my associates and then my friends. You understand? And I keep asking this question. If Haiti has a population of 12 million people, how could a country with only 400,000 assist them out of the foolishness they're in? We didn't cause it. We sympathize with it. But if I keep saying these figures, if 1 million out of 12 million of them get in the Bahamas, there is no more Bahamian. Right now, the government of Haiti is up against 19 different groups in Haiti. Where are the 19 rebel groups getting their guns from? Patients like Bahamians don't make guns. So everybody know the big IRS people in America who own the big gun companies, they are doggone, they're the factories that have the right to make guns. But there's a middleman that buy guns, and when the man buy the guns, he has to sell the guns. He sells the guns to the criminals in the Bahamas and sells the guns to the criminals in Haiti, and they go up against the government. And that's what we're facing now in the Bahamas. We don't make guns. We don't grow cocaine. But we got to be a way to stop it because we are only the go-to people going cocaine and drugs coming through the Bahamas to go to America. Am I right or not, Rudy? I mean, Naughty.
That's the case a lot of times, Sparky. We are a big transshipment point for a lot of things. Nefarious.
Because the other day, in Exuma, where that was, they said the blue hot tech plane landed there with $9 million worth of cocaine.
That's Long Island. $10 million of coke in Long Island.
$10 million there. But big over in the Bahamas. So that comes from all the way around in Colombia, Peru, somewhere, all the way up the Caribbean. To stop in the Bahamas or get it on a yacht to get it into Florida, where it is. But it was going to the United States. The guns coming here to be sold to our criminals on the street. I believe the fellows on the street got more guns in the Bahamas than the Royal Bahamas Police Force and the police force together.
I've been hearing that too, Sparky, but I got to get to the break soon and I got to rob with Abaco. So
let me ask one question before I go. Whether it's the FNM or the PLP, it doesn't look like none of them trying to stop the Haitians from coming here. None of them, they know where the shanty towns are. Why don't they get the people out of the country? Down the shanty towns.
Look how far back it goes, Sparky, and look where it started, man. I appreciate you as always, man, and I hope your gout feel better. Roscoe, a question for you. What role is immigration really playing in Abaco?
Right now, our chief over here, Mr. LaRota, has been transferred back to Nassau, and I forget who is replaced. Listen, their hands are tied. They can go and do their job, but when the call comes down from Nassau, it's a different story. It's just dumbfounding. Let immigration do their job, you know?
I mean, we've been looking at it, and this has been something that's been growing for years, you know, manifesting for years. And both major political parties have taken advantage of it. And here we are in 2023. The chickens have come home to roost.
I agree with you, but if you would let your departments do it the right way and work with the different departments and have... So you know if they're actually Bahamian or if they're illegal. What's going on now, Naughty, is you're having a house built, and it's been going on for years. They'll build a house, but then they add on three rental or four rental units on the side, one bedroom with a community bath or whatever, and they're getting $400 a week for it. $400 a month for it, so $100 a week. So, yeah. I mean, You got to do it. You got to do it the right way. I just don't know what's taking them so long. It's not. Like we're reinventing the wheel, Naughty.
My taxes are crazy. Tell Roscoe, immigration in Abaco sound like they go into work just to eat lunch. All the government officials in Abaco resign ASAP.
Listen, I've had LaRota, you know, when he was here, they would do raids. He would get, and then next thing you know, only two of them are being prosecuted, you know? I mean, it's just mind-boggling. I guess it's just like anything else. It's, you know, budget in regards to when they have operations. I don't think they have the within their budget. So it's undermanned, and it can be dealt with. They just choose not to, and it's going to come back to bite them in the butt.
Phone lines again, Roscoe, real quick before we wrap up. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty by Nature.
Naughty by Nature. Ghetto News Network, what you got for me today?
Well, listen, I just called to correct Sparky Ryan. We used to get the information for about 19 yesterday. It's over 190, some more, 200 gang grenades, of which half are in Guanabon. I didn't know he used to get the information from. Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah. I already said, man, we need to start at home first. We got a lot of issues here that we need to solve before we could have anybody else around the world solve their issues. And I hate to be so cold when I said, but we do.
See, that's what old people say. You ain't got to sweep your own door mouth. But see, what you got to understand is our leaders, those top leaders, like they say, I am you and you is one of me.
Uh-huh.
They don't care about sending the humans to die. Because they're sending us to protect their people. So they really don't care about it. You understand me? So there it is. You see, Ross Correa, tell him complaining every week. Decide, you know, I don't even vote for next election. And make sure it ain't the FNM or the PLP. That's the campaign you all need to be running now. Because complaining every week ain't changed nothing in Albuquerque and around this country.
It's not so much, and I just want to let you know, I know it might sound like complaining, but when I do the Abaco report, I try to keep the Bahamas up to date on what's happening in Abaco, because we don't have the Abaconian like we used to, and I know social media, but I will not, I say this with all sincerity, just as I did with the FNM and Menace and calling them out, I will call this administration out too. No matter what, right is right and wrong is wrong. And when you're doing, especially to Abaco, I can speak because I see what's going on here. And it's not complaining. It's just, what more do you do? We have
Roscoe.
Listen,
I'm sure. But Roscoe, you got a bad man or a bad woman or a bad, over a period of time, what you do? You walk away from it.
You walk away from it.
I serve on local government.
Listen, I serve on local government. Let me just say, I've seen what has happened, and it's just you're expecting the Bahamians to do it, but you as central government are not doing it. It's not right for me to disclose certain things. But people have not been paid for their contracts from 4 years ago. And the money is sitting in our local government account, and local government will not release that money. And it's money's owed to Bahamians here in Abaco that were paid. And that money is yet to be released. And we're sending all the minutes, all the paperwork and all that to pay these people, which contracts were canceled, but money in the works were already done. It's blowing my mind.
I can tell you what Grammy used to say. When you can't beat them, you join them. See, we go into too much legalese and legal stuff as Bahamians, and the Haitians on the side of us, they getting paid. They building homes. They doing things. They doing stuff, and ain't nobody checking for them. So we might as well join them and do the same thing what they doing. And Sparky is trying to put down the curb to ground brown bottles. I can't tell you what to do. Time to curb to brown bottles and take a little better care of your health. You got to lose some weight.
You let me and you and a bunch of Bahamians go clear a plot of land and go build something on it. See how quick we're stopped.
That's when I see one piece cross the road for me. I try and teach that right now. I might as well keep up.
Anyway, we got to get the news. Jen, and I appreciate you as always, right, man. Be safe. Roscoe, I thank you, man, and thank you for chiming in on a Wednesday and bringing us up to snuff and Abaco.
I know today. It's a little political today than most days, but, you know, Abaco.
And that's how we like it.
We will rebuild, and you know, no matter what government's in power, resilient people, and they come back better and stronger. And it's good to see businesses are opening back up. If we could only get some of these people to remove their derelict buildings or fix them up, and also Ministry of Health remove the old government clinic, we would be, you know, it would make that drive-through town much prettier, you know.
That's we got to work on that. We'll talk about that on Monday when you chime in. All right, my brother? But enjoy
right,
the rest
well,
of your week.
Regards
to everybody
God
down
left.
There.
Thanks
be safe. And
on.
We'll talk soon, man. Be safe. I appreciate you, man.
All right, Naughty.
All right, we'll get to the break. And on the flip side of the break, we'll go right into the news. And then into the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be talking sport as the Wednesday, August 9th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. And yes, Pearly will be in the building. Karate Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or Sunday only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the
Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Grab your camera, capture the spirit of the Bahamas, and win cash and prizes. Scotiabank, in partnership with the Guardian Media Group, invites all youth, amateur, and professional photographers to enter the Celebrate Bahamas 50 competition, being held under the theme One Nation, One Legacy, Our Future. With more than $8,000 in cash to be won, snap those photos and send them in by August 30th. Visit Guardian Talk Radio or bs.scotiabank.com to find out how to enter. Let's celebrate our proud nation in photos. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends, winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, because your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
From the fried chicken experts, creators of the Kentucky Chicken Sandwich, comes a whole new way to enjoy barbecue. The KFC Crispy Barbecue Sandwich features a 100% premium white meat Kentucky fried chicken filet stacked with bacon, cheddar cheese, crispy fried onions, and barbecue sauce on a toasted, buttery brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Crispy Sandwich is available only for a limited time. Try one today and enjoy a whole new level of flavor. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
The Guardian Group and AML Foods want to help families in need with our first-ever back-to-school snackathon. We want your help by assisting in donating school snacks to children in need as they head back to school this year. To join our snackathon, simply shop at Solomon's and Fresh Markets. You can donate your pre-existing loyalty point, or you can donate cash at the register. Every penny will go to purchase snacks that will be donated for distribution to the Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger. Let's ensure that every child that opens their backpack to start this school year has a snack and a smile. Are you ready to win your ship $8,000 in cash when you capture the spirit of the Bahamas with your camera? Scotiabank, in partnership with the Guardian Media Group, invites all youth, amateur, and professional photographers to enter the Celebrate Bahamas 50 Photography Competition. Visit guardiantalkradio.com or bs.scotiabank.com to find out how to enter. Snap those photos and send them in by Friday, August 31st. Let's celebrate our proud nation in photos and win your share $8,000 in cash. Terms and conditions apply.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger licking good.
Shop early to get your uniforms and catch Janae's Uniform Center's buy four, get one free sale. Pre-monogrammed and regular school shirts, dry fit and cotton polos, jumpers, skirts, boys long and short pants, PE shorts, underclothes, tights, socks, neckties, belts, sleeping mats, hair accessories, and character work desk. Get 50% off backpacks, lunch bags, and raincoats. Buy four school shirts, get one free. Buy two skirts, jumpers, or pants, get the third 50% off. Need embroidery and monogramming done? Visit Janae's Uniform Center early. Beat the back to school rush. Janae's Chesapeake Road back to school special. Restrictions apply.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey for every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Nati is brought to you by ML Foods Limited, the Bahamas Out Island Promotion Board, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Thrive Center, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, Nati Journeys, Percy's Island Games, Scotia Bank, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, August 9th edition of Talking Heads. We're into the 5 o'clock hour, 5:10 p.m. is the time. And you know we're going to talk sports. Waiting for Pearly to chime in. Pearly will be chiming in any moment. So, Mr. Producer, keep an eye out for the Pearl. While, you know, we wait to hear from him. I get in today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Coming at you right now. Boy, a lot happened on this day, hey? Wow, August 9th. And don't forget, today's Wednesday, happy hour at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to check them out. Give them a call, see what they got going on for you, 377-7776. All right, Pearl in yet? All right, so just keep an eye out for him. And 1893, on this day in 1893, Gut Holtz was published. It was America's first bowling magazine. 1936, Jesse Owens won his fourth gold medal at the Berlin Olympics. He was the first American to win four medals in one Olympics. The New Orleans Superdome, as officially, in 1975, the New Orleans Superdome as officially opened when the Saints played the Houston Oilers in an exhibition football game. The new Superdome cost $163 million to build. That's back in 1975. 1981, Major League Baseball teams resumed play at the conclusion of the first midseason players' strike. 1984, Daley Thompson of Britain won his second successive Olympic decathlon. 1988, Wayne Gretzky of the Edmonton Oilers was traded to the Los Angeles Kings. The trade was at Gretzky's request. He was sent to the Kings with Mike Krushelnicki and Marty McSorley. Edmonton received Jimmy Carson, Martin Jolin from draft picks, along with cash. 1990, the NHL approved the sale of the Minnesota North Stars by George and Gordon Gund. The Guns were granted the rights to a Bay Area team that could begin playing October 1991. The team was the San Jose Sharks. 2000, former Dallas Cowboy Michael Irvin was arrested on a Class B misdemeanor of possession of less than 2 ounces of marijuana. 2012, Shannon Easton became the first female to officiate an NFL game when she worked as a line judge in a preseason game between the San Diego Chargers and the Green Bay Packers. Sports quote of the day, set your goals high and don't stop till you get there. Bo Jackson. And that's a wrap right there on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. I think we got Pearly in the room now because I hear the noise. So
I'm here.
I know. It's Pearly. So what's going on,
I'm
Pearl?
Here.
What's happening?
Just won again. See, Judd hit a home run last night. Isn't that everything good?
All right. And today is August 9th. The texter just reminded me that today is Deion Sanders' birthday, as well as the late Whitney Houston's birthday. And of course, our very own. Yeah, Mr. Okay. Spicy KFC, it's his birthday today. So happy birthday to all of them.
We all know
that
August 31st.
Thank you very much. That's the day with August counts. They say the best for last in August.
I got you.
So, you know, we were extra large in jerseys and 40 ounces in the Jack Daniels. If anybody who wants to make sure my birthday goes better. Cowboys, Lakers, Royals.
Yeah. I got you.
or any classic throwback to a legend, we'll take that too. You want to give me a Jackie Robinson Brooklyn Dodger? I will rock that with pride.
Would you wear Larry Bird Boston Celtic?
Hell yeah!
You would wear Larry Bird Boston Celtic?
Only because I saw Kobe when I went to an NBA Finals game. Remember, he was rocking everybody's jersey to the finals, and he wore Larry Bird. I'll wear one out. I could wear one out of homage to Bird. Bird was a great one, man. You and I both know we respect Bird after he retired, but Bird was a bad boy.
Yeah, he was.
But the only way I'd rock a Bird jersey, it has to be the Kelly Green Celtic jersey, and then I got a Converse weapon, you know, black and green ones the Bird used to wear to match, to make it pop.
I got you. Make it pop.
I can't wear no Nike with no Celtic jersey saying Bird. You got to wear the Converse. You got to go with Bird Rock. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
Maybe some Chuck Taylors I could get away with. Maybe. Pull off the right color green. But anyway, let's check out the local sports scene. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And then we got to talk, boy. Who's in and who's out, boy? I hear some NFL rumblings. Some Major League Baseball rumblings.
Yeah.
Some NBA rumblings.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But the three major stories... The King and the Blue Jays and Bahamas trip perfect. Victorious over Club Obras out of Argentina.
Wonderful. I saw that.
All right. And that's, you know, that team looking solid.
They're doing well.
And I'm talking about the Creighton Blue Jays, all right, in college. Frederick King out of Grand Bahama. And it was quoted as saying, it was great to come home and compete coming off last year. It shows me where I need to be going into the season in terms of what I'm doing good and what I'm doing bad. I hope to play more this season compared to last year. I want to be more comfortable and confident and just ball out. And, of course, they played over there at the Atlantis. And they won 111-89. Of course, you know, it's all in preparation for, you know, November. Battle for Atlantis.
Yes.
Speaking more basketball, EJ brings veteran leadership to Team Bahamas.
Isn't that wonderful news?
Eric EJ Gordon. Yeah, man. Got two outside shooters that could fill it up.
You play the point, correct?
Probably. But he could jay it up, and Buddy could jay it up. So you gotta be honest on the outside now.
Yeah.
And that might create some space for Ayton to work down low.
Along with Kai Jones.
Outside of the
Americans, I really don't see any other team can give us that in this region. Maybe the Puerto Ricans.
Now, hold on now. Puerto Rico got a solid squad. They don't take them lightly.
I said maybe the Puerto Ricans.
You may want to still look at Cuba, just athletically.
Nah.
You may want to look at... Who else in the region?
Maybe the Dominican Republic.
Maybe the DR was another one I was going to say. Maybe the DR is somebody got to look at. And Mexico.
Yeah. Mexico. But I still think we could carry our own. I think we could be a top four finish.
I still think we can do well.
I think we can do really well. I'm excited. I think we could qualify too.
It depends on what we get for the bench. And the bench look kind of solid in their own right. So we'll see.
We got some European players. We got some guys who play in European ball who are going to be on the bench.
Got some former college players too.
I think Shaq, Colby can be there too. I think.
And I know Tum Tum gonna be there.
He's the coach, isn't he?
I don't know if he gonna be one of the coaches or if he gonna be slash player coach, because he can still handle himself at the point. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see how it all pans out and plays out. I'm rooting for those guys
though. That's exciting.
All right, let's get into the home court right now. Well, not the home court.
I read a really interesting article today on the 17-year-old Walcott kid who's playing for the Texas Rangers, the shortstop.
Sabas
Walcott. They have some high hopes on this brother.
The brother hitting the ball. He got about 8 or 9 home runs so far.
They think that his goal is he's 17, so he's by 2019, 2020, he wants to be in the pros. And a lot of people think that could be pretty much realistic. So he's that good.
He is very good, man. He's been working at it for years.
Say they were looking at him from 13, but you know they couldn't. Nobody could talk to you at 13. He's too young.
Listen, man, Jerron.
So on him from 13. Say brother, Jerron Sands who's talking.
Jerron been. I was just gonna say Jerron had him from then. I mean, Jerron did a great job with him.
Tell him you miss out on jazz. Don't miss out on this on next jazz.
No, what I did on this one.
Yeah.
And big up to IAD Sporting Academy too. They're doing a great job.
You got 900 and change, $1 million to sign. So.
Yep.
Wonderful. Very happy for him. I know the family very well.
Yeah, man. Good people's man.
Yeah. They're from Warren Street.
Right around the corner. And then you got Big Cart around the corner from you with the garage and all the classic cars and the construction company.
Yeah, in my family, you know, he married in my family. So you know,
that's a Priory dog right there, man. That's part of our Priory crew.
Yeah.
Boy, that could elbow too, babe.
yeah. Sharp.
Them sticky elbows. Yeah, babe.
Robert Parrish type.
That's why I used to have to jam up from the outside. I wasn't fool enough to go get you. Gink me once, that's it. Kamoli for days.
That's it. Gink me once, you got me. Gink me twice, I done.
He ginked me one time. I had them Kamoli. You ever seen them cartoon, man? The Kamoli just rise right up off the cartoon head? I had one of them, man. I had to go home with them. I mean, you know, I ain't got boys with bottle. That's elbow. And I did go to Waterloo that night rocking a hat. No shame. Cover that Kamoli up.
How you can miss Waterloo?
Can't miss that on a Saturday night. No, sir. Back in the day, that was the spot.
Tiger to the door, but that
Lord bless the dead. See, man, good evening. Amen. How you doing, man? No hats, no plats, no cell phone. Good to see you, man. Welcome. Come on in. $20, all right? This is your cover for the night.
Yep.
Great dude, man. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello. Hey, what's up, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Right, yeah, boy. Look, yeah, I tune in late, but I'm saying, yeah, let me call since you're talking sports. You know, I'm a diehard Orioles.
I know. Live it up, buddy.
I nearly break my door. I said, man, I fell a pile off them four or five pitches. And I keep saying, man, be careful. Man. He threw that ball right down low, but the fella warned that, man.
Yeah, but listen, man, you're all still in good shape, okay?
No, but
two games up over the Rays, you're playoff bound.
Yeah, but games like that, you don't supposed to lose.
Buddy, I'm a Yankee fan. Tell me about it. You preaching to the choir.
You know, 9-inning, man, come on, you're supposed to blow that. But then the reliever come in there, like Pearly says, he gave up the woman and all that. He come in there, and he was... You know, he was throwing, he wasn't consistent.
No, man, but listen, Pearly put the kibosh in your reliever, but from the All-Star game, and Pearly say he give up the home run, that boy ain't been right since. Pearly, you know you jinxed that poor player.
No, he same couple, but that one last night, that's exceptional, man. You have three runs, man. Then he can load the bases.
Listen,
you know, walking the fellas.
When you throw in a million miles an hour fastballs and stuff like that, you're going to have days like that where the fellas can catch up with you. And this fastball had no life on it last night.
No, they had nothing. And then that's what you call it. The spinner ain't been waking neither. Yeah, he was scared to throw that. You see, I don't know when they warm up, but they'd be, you know, he ain't throw that. If he throw a couple of them, you get ahead in about a two strike, then he go with the splitter, but he fast, and then he walked that pinch hitter. That's what.
Yeah, man, just don't feel bad. My clothes almost blowed last night for me, too, so don't feel bad. Thank God for Freddie. Thank God for Freddie and Mookie, you know.
Yeah, Mookie, boy, that's a good pickup when you all get him, boy.
Boy, listen, we was leading them, those 4-0, they come back on us.
Yeah.
It's 4-2, top of the 9. Mookie said, you know what, let me put one more run on the board. That's for a little bit of insurance.
Yeah, boy, Mookie,
and Lord knows we needed that one run.
When we all get him from Boston, that was a good deal, but he stay up there, boy. He looked like he's a good deal.
Man. I mean, I appreciate you chiming in, but like I say, y'all do talk it up because y'all teams are playoff bound. I just got to sit here and wait till the Yankees break open the checkbook in the off season and just buy one.
Well,
you know,
all right.
Naughty lives on hoping they buy that. They write that check, even though Judd had a big day last night. You know, Judd had a home run last night.
Judd needs some help, but Stanton got to go. We got to get rid of him.
Yeah, Stanton look like he. He's just swinging straight. He reminds me of Glenn Davis when he used to play with the Orioles.
Wow, you going to the Glenn Davis reference. But remember, you all signed Glenn Davis for a ton of money.
Then he come to Baltimore. One good year after that, couldn't see the ball for nothing.
Well,
yeah.
I tell you.
Yeah. Stanton got to go, though. Stanton need a new.
Yeah, Stanton need look like
he need new scenery, is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
All right, man. Always good to hear from you, my brother.
Yeah, boo.
Be safe. And like I say, your Orioles, they legit, though. Pretty they a young they team, but they well. They really legit.
I thought they would have fallen up by now, but not now. They're playing good ball. They're playing really good ball.
They are. And I just look at it like this right now, man. The way the standings are, the Orioles, Rangers, Twins, and Rays look like they should be solid. And the Astros and the Blue Jays look like they should hold on and get it.
Yeah, probably so. Probably so. I ain't too sure, but the Twins, between the Twins and the Guardians, they can win that division. The Twins,
because it's two wild card teams, right? They take five teams, so
three wild card teams.
All right, so it's six in total. So yeah.
So right now, if the season is to end right today, let's say the season ends today.
Blue Jays at six, Astros at five, Rays at four, Twins at three, Orioles at one. That's in the American League. In the National League, it'll be Cubs at six, Giants at five, Phillies at four, Brewers at three, Dodgers at two, Braves at one. The Marlins, Reds, and Diamondbacks would all miss out on the playoffs. And the Reds would miss out by half a game. The Dodgers would miss, the Reds would miss out by half a game. And the Marlins would lose via a tiebreaker because the Cubs own the head-to-head record against them during the regular season.
But don't worry, the Giants starting to lose some balls, so don't worry. We can see what happens.
All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Howdy, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
I called for 2 days, Naughty. I ain't got my donuts yet and coffee yet.
All right.
So what am I going to get? I'm coming up in the radio station tomorrow.
Donuts and dogs, you got to go down Carmichael Road where he's be.
He ain't going to bring you. Nobody, he told me to be at the radio station. That's where I went.
The coupons are right there, man. You got to go get the coupons. If you're going to look for donut, they ain't going to be there. The coupon could be there.
Yo, I ain't got a coupon, buddy. You got me doing no coupon there for me.
Man,
anyway.
Listen there. Double J, your stuff right there, man.
Okay.
It's been that long. So, you ain't coming for it. They probably can't see where it is.
No, idea every week. Idea every week. Every week, idea. So don't try that. But anyway.
We used to be every week.
What do you think about the Starboys? How you think we looking to see them, man?
Hey, barring injury, we should be all right, JJ. It depends on how they're going to disappoint us again this year, but going into the season, we look all right.
That's good, then. I just want to hear that.
We got some good players in key positions, but like I said, we got to stay healthy.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Now, on the baseball front now, I go in with the Atlanta Braves and the New York Yankees to make it.
Where you going with them? The Yankees got to make the playoffs first. So let's start
Let me finish, buddy. See? Buddy. Not because Naughty was on vacation or wherever you've been, you think you ruined the show now. You don't rule nothing now. It's Naughty's show.
Okay,
no problem. I appreciate you pulling for Naughty. It's Naughty's show. Okay? Okay.
But I appreciate that those sentiments there, caller, but guess what? I got to agree with Pearly on this one. The Yankees ain't going over. We can do. You know something I don't know it.
No, I don't, but we got to do something.
I tell you, and Hank Steinbrenner got to break open the checkbook in the offseason, and we got to buy one. That's what we got to do.
I agree. I totally agree with that. Anyway, guys, continue to do a great job. Hey,
all right, Lorenzo.
Buddy, you're doing a great job, man. Keep up the good work, okay?
All right, my brother.
All right, buddy.
Man, listen all here, right. Man, Pearly. You know, I ain't talking nothing but my Cowboys until the season starts. Are you staying cautiously optimistic and quiet?
That's interesting.
I'm trying a new approach. See if the silence gets me some better results.
That's real interesting.
Yeah. But boy, don't let us win when 3-4 in a row now.
Oh, God. You'll become
myself.
That guy.
I'll be that guy. I just want to let y'all know that. But until then, I'm just going in quietly optimistic. I'm cautiously optimistic. Just barring injury. Looking at the division. Looking at the NFC, should be able to do something. I looked at them top 10 yesterday from Cowherd again, man. I don't know.
I ain't even looking at that again. One time is only enough. Cowherd, you know, Cowherd is...
And then he's catch you with some other stuff, but you curse him the whole ride home.
Yes. Yes.
Like, you literally just be mad at him, babe. Yeah, but you just run out on him, babe. Like...
I said, what have you put in your coffee this morning?
And he's doing, like, he'd be like 3-4 days in a row, like really good stuff. And then out of nowhere, what?
be like, dude. But anyway, I guess that's what makes him good, and that's what makes you want to listen to him.
Yeah, he does what he has to do, man.
Yeah, yeah.
The Dodgers
made a move. Sometimes you don't know these moves. They traded two international players to Chicago White Sox to get some money free up in free agency. And they signed this kid out of Korea, 19-year-old pitcher, who's supposed to be the next great thing.
Boy, Pearly.
Mm.
I'm sorry, man. I just had a moment, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but you know why I love Kobe Bryant still in death, and why I love that? Because on August 23rd, she bring him back the shoes.
Say what?
She bring him back the shoes on the 23rd.
A couple weeks back.
Yeah, but you know the 31st is right there, bro. So that right there, I can get me a me present. I can drop a couple of them, buddy.
Kobe has crossed over into all kind of sports. The Dodgers
retired his number.
Kiki Hernandez back to the Dodgers.
Huh?
His birthday. The Dodgers made a trade that brought Kiki Hernandez back from Boston. Right?
Right.
His birthday is August 8th. Oh, sorry. August 24th his birthday. So in honor of Kobe Bryant, he's wearing the number 8 in his uniform this year to commemorate that he's born on 8/24, and he wants to commemorate. He couldn't get 24. Somebody else already had 24. So he's wearing number 8 in the honor of Kobe Bryant in baseball. Isn't that the shame, speaking
on the 24th
Kobe reached?
This month, you know, one of our good friends from our chat group, Gully, was in L.A., and he wanted to go take a picture by the Kobe statue out there by Crypto Arena. And he wrote, I can't find the statue. So that was big conversation in the chat group that day as to what happened to the statue. And I was like, well, obviously there was one. And they obviously have taken it down since he passed and maybe probably going to replace it. I did some research. On the 24th of this month, 24th day of this month, 8/24, the new statue goes up with Kobe and Gigi in front of Crypto.
Which won't be named Crypto much longer, but anyway.
No, I know, but like I say, I think out of all the players that I've watched over my time of watching sports, basketball, football, baseball included, Michael Irvin included, you feel me? I think Kobe may be my favorite of all time, period, bar none.
I can almost say the same thing. If he's not there, he's in my top 2 or 3. Because Magic has been
Magic was up there too, and that takes a lot, because anybody who know me in high school know, and in college, Magic was the man. You feel me? Like you couldn't play what?
I didn't know. I was in Minnesota, predominantly white community. Everybody and his grandma was pulling for the Minnesota another team anymore, even though the Lakers was Minnesota. Everybody's grandma was pulling for Larry Bird and company. In the 85 championships. And it was just me and Mark Bastian, two lowly Bahamians, just sitting right in the middle of about 30 or 40 Americans, and we were just riding them to death as Magic them killed them.
Man, and you know something else too? Just a little bit ironic, how Kobe was so big on, you know, being up there, mentioned in the same breath as Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
Yes.
Kobe's shoe has been the most popular in the NBA for years now. And with the release being credited for popularizing the return of the low top, around 70% of NBA players wear Nike shoes during games, with about 45% of the players wearing Kobe's.
Yep.
And this comes from Aaron Dodson and Nick DiPaola of Andescape and the statistics and so on and so forth. So, you know, they're going to get a grip, man. They're going to get a grip, because I'm going to go for these 3 or 4 pair easy.
I know how you go.
Wait, that's my dog right there, bro.
I know.
All yellow and purple are ridiculous, too. They still stinking. They still nasty.
Huh? All right. That's cool.
Size 12. Just throwing it out there to the universe. And to the metaverse.
Yeah, some people are blushing right now, but okay.
Kobe fans, they take it?
Nah, that went right over your head. Let's leave that right there.
Okay, yeah, that going. That got me. I got me. I poof.
You say I wear a size 12, I say some people are blushing.
Oh, okay, there you go, there you go, there you go. Yeah, man, look where your mind is at. I didn't think you'd go there.
My inner Joker's wild.
But bump, opening tonight as well as, in addition to on the radio, now here at Joker's Wild. Give it up for Pearly.
Hey, one or two good ones.
He's here right here, try the conk. Listen, man, you know who lightened up for Team USA from the Lakers, though? Austin Reeves.
Yes, yes, he is.
Austin ain't playing, buddy.
Yeah, man, I make money now, so I can play ball. What do you say? I'm him. So you say, letting you know I'm him.
AD got his extension.
Yep. I see Josh Harris. Josh, isn't there Josh? Josh Harris from the Knicks. That's his name.
Josh Harris.
Is it Josh Harris or the kid named from the Knicks? Who's a Laker? Hart. Josh Hart.
No, Josh Hart used to be a Laker.
I said was with the Lakers, he's with the Knicks now.
Correct.
He just signed us for $86 million, 4 year, $86 million.
With the Knicks, right?
Yep, extension.
And they got the whole Villanova backcourt reunited. Brunson, Hart, and DiVincenzo that won him a national championship.
Yep.
Listen, don't sleep on the Knicks with what they got now, you know.
I told you they only needed one or two little pieces to help them grow.
Oh, God. You know what that means, though? Here comes Spike Lee again. Here comes Stephen A. Smith ad nauseum.
Oh, God, yeah.
And guess what? You're going to see a plethora of Bahamian Knicks fans return with their old Oaks. Now, you remember them crew, right? They've been hibernating for a while.
I remember them crew.
Oh, God. I think my favorite Nick out of that crew, though.
That'd be good fun.
My favorite Nick out of that crew had to be John Starks.
I actually with Patrick Ewing.
I like Ewing, but Ewing let me down, man.
I like him from Georgetown, so you know.
I liked him from Georgetown, too, but guess what? That's the last place he won. You remember that year against Indiana? Him and Rick Smith battling it out. He had a wide open layup to put them in the finals, and this dude blew a finger roll around the rim.
That's why.
We got Pearly or we lost Pearly?
Start walking around with his chokes on.
Yeah, but listen, Ewing absolutely flat blew that layup. No excuse.
He sure did.
No excuse.
Sure did.
But, you know, again, still some great playoff basketball from back in the day.
Yep. There used to be great games. You know, the physicalness of it, you know, the Lakers, eight round pick in Chuck Rambis. Oh, man. Kirk Rambis. I mean, when you had no layups, were you? He wasn't allowing layups. You weren't getting layups.
You don't forget Greg Kite's only job was to take people out. You forget when Casey Jones used to tell Greg Kite come off the bench. You know what I mean, right?
See, Greg Kite is the reason why
whoever the hot hand is on the next team getting hacked up to pieces.
Six or seven.
No, he got Greg Kite got about four.
No, man, he sure he got about six or seven.
He got about Greg four. That's about it. Robert Parrish got six.
All right, so Greg Kite get more rings than most people in the NBA, and you're going to try to say he's one of the best in the NBA ever?
Never. And that's why I have to tell people, catch themselves with Robert Horry, too. Again, a great role player, but he was considered a starter and a major contributor on those Houston Rocket teams. But after that, he was a role player for championship squads. That's what he did.
And people keep forgetting.
And he did a damn good job of it.
The role players are key players. Just make this one or two players.
Yep.
And when the role players give it that one job, they hit that one jump shot, you do that.
And that's all. You don't complain. You don't say nothing. You just rewind and repeat. That's what you do.
Yep.
Wow. Let's see what... But Colin Cowherd, he let me down with that one yesterday, though. I can't tell you where to lie. I don't even know if I want to revisit Cowherd again today.
What are you running on with today?
He's talking about the 49ers and how they're listing Brock Purdy as the starting quarterback on the depth chart, despite the fact that he's still injured.
He's not injured.
He's coming back from Tommy John surgery.
He's coming back from, but he's been looking good in practice, and they're not taking it easy on him.
Is he back? He's not back throwing the ball yet, though.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Wow. I don't know.
Because he's already been designated starting quarterback. And
we'll see where that goes. We will really see where that goes. Because, to be honest with you, I don't know. That Tommy John is a lot, man.
That is a lot, but with modern-day medicine, a lot of people are coming back from that in good time and looking good. I'm anxious to see what Walker Buehler does. I'm really anxious to see what Walker Buehler does.
Yeah, that's because he's a Dodger, okay?
No, yeah, of course.
That's why, okay? Yeah, that has to be.
He's coming back of Tommy John surgery. He was a dominant pitcher. Got it. I'm anxious to see if he can give me a couple innings a game.
Well, like you said, I mean, the surgery has come a long way since yesteryear.
The Tommy John surgery and the ACL surgeries have all come a long way.
Yeah, because Breesall is back at Jets camp too.
Yep.
And he had an ACL midseason last year.
Look at Adrian.
Adrian who?
Ah, crap. The running back. Well, I can't remember his last name.
Adrian Peterson?
I'm terrible with last names today.
Adrian Peterson?
Peterson, yeah. He came back off of surgery like in 6 months when it should have been almost a year.
Yeah. Modern medicine. Modern technology.
Yep.
All right, well, let's get to the break, Pearly. We'll get to the break, flip side of the break. We got to get our picks in, man, for the Island game. And then we'll get everybody ready for the final 10 with Colin Cowherd as he takes us home on this Wednesday, August 9th edition of Talking Heads. Keep it right where you got it. It continues right after this.
Shavara Wilkerinius, Chickchani Farms. I don't think I chose farming. I think farming chose me. Winning this award will definitely give us the funding that we need to start our farming season. Agriculture Field realized that at the start of the season, which is in the next couple of weeks, you do always need a bulk of cash. I think we have a great track record for the work that we've been doing in agriculture over the last 10 years. And so when I saw the opportunity for an award like this, I figured, you know what? I should just go ahead and enter.
The Agrarian Awards, September 16th.
Ready for something very delicious this summer? Introducing the new Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte. Enjoy the bold flavors of Dunkin' Espresso and sweet, luscious strawberry, all topped with velvety whipped cream and irresistible cookie crumbles for a match made in latte heaven. Make Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte your go-to beverage this summer. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity.
It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it.
My sales increase, and I can track my earnings.
Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today.
Call 356-7764. Fidelity, we're good for
you. Okay, school bag, books, pencils, uniform. Oh, Lord. And I got to buy snacks, too? Just lay it
on the line. The Guardian Media Group and AML Foods want to help families in need with our first ever Back to School Snackathon. What's a snackathon? Well, we want to help by assisting in donating school snacks to children that may need them as they head back to school this year. To be a part of our snackathon, all you have to do is shop at your favorite Salomon Superstore or Fresh Market. At the store, you can donate your pre-existing loyalty points, or you can donate cash directly at the register. Every single penny will go towards purchasing snacks that will be donated for distribution work at Hands for Hunger. Together, we can ensure that every child that opens their backpack this year will have a snack and a smile.
Get involved, get involved.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
As a parent and pediatrician, I know how important it is to keep our little ones up to date with their childhood immunizations. When your little ones are immunized, they have protection against diseases like
measles, whooping cough, and polio, which has
a treatment or cure. When the immunized child is exposed to the germs that cause these diseases, their immune system is prepared to fight immediately, preventing sickness and even death. Parents have been doing this for years to protect their children. Now it's your turn to keep your little ones safe.
Vaccines are essential for new and returning students. As you begin back-to-school preparations, ensure that your children's vaccinations are up to date. All vaccines are available at all public health clinics.
This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, and USAID.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, August 9th edition of Talking Heads. Purdy, we got to make this. I got a video circulating, and the roof of R.M. Bailey has collapsed.
Which R.M. Bailey? I mean, R.M. Bailey is the number of buildings, so.
That one directly across from the mall with the wooden structures.
Yeah, but there's not one building. So you, when they see the roof of R.M. Bailey collapse,
it looked like multiple. It looked like multiple buildings.
There's a number of individual buildings where classrooms are in.
I can send you the video now, Purdy.
Okay. It ain't like if it was like CV Battle is one big building.
No.
R.M. Bailey is a number of buildings.
Man, it looks like all the buildings.
Maybe that's an administrative building.
Man, yeah, whatever. All of the roofs done dropped down. And with no procurement act, this is what you get, okay?
This is R.M. Bailey. I've been out of soccer plenty of years, and R.M. Bailey was old then.
Anyway, leave that. You did not have to take that size shot there. That was not called for. That was not called for. It was a good one, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Let's pick some games.
All right, here we go. Marlins beat the Reds 5-4 earlier. Brewers took care of the Rockies 7-6. A's lead the Rangers 2-0 in the bottom of the eighth. All right, tonight, Phillies and the Nationals. I like the Phillies to win that one.
I like the Phillies.
Rays and the Cardinals. I like the Rays.
I like the Rays.
Tigers and the Twins. Twinkies.
Fado. Yeah, I like the Twins tonight.
Orioles and the Astros. I like the Orioles to bounce back tonight.
Yeah, Flaherty pitching. Yeah, I like them to bounce back. But Javier, that can be interesting to watch. But I go with the Orioles since they're home.
Maybe you should go with the over and under. Maybe go in the over and under with that one.
Yeah.
Braves and the Pirates. I got to go with the Braves.
Boy, listen, the Pirates is leading them 6-3. Actually, 6-5 in the top of the ninth and blew that game.
I tell you, the Pirates been playing some good ball lately. Blue Jays and the Guardians.
Last night, so the Braves, I go to the Braves again tonight.
I like the Braves tonight. Blue Jays and the Guardians, I like the Blue Jays.
Guzman, okay.
Royals and the Red Sox, I like the Red Sox in this one.
Yeah.
Mets and the Cubs, I like the Cubbies.
Yeah.
Yankees and the White Sox. I got to go with the Yankees just because it's the White Sox.
Hamilton showing tonight. Hamilton actually been looking good since he's been back. I like them tonight.
Angels and the Giants. I like the Angels to pull a little upset tonight.
Tommy pitching tonight. So let me pitching again with them.
Dodgers and the Diamondbacks. I'm going with the Dodgers for your sake.
Miller tonight against Kelly. This is going to be a good game. We heard their feelings last night. They can try to get the split, but be hot right now. So I think the Dodgers will beat them tonight.
Mariners and the Padres, I got to go with the Mariners. They playing for playoff contention.
Mariners playing hot baseball.
Period.
They playing hot baseball. They beat the Giants. They beat the Padres again last night. You know what? Somebody got to let Tatis come to Nassau, eat some conch. Because he can't seem to hit the ball deep over. Man. Every time he hit a home run, it'd be just over the fence. And that's like the third or fourth time he done get robbed for the year.
Yeah, he got to try to hit the ball out of there for sure. But anyway, you can take those nuggets to come. All right, bet it, set it, and forget it. All right, with the Island game, and
every day I have to remind Eddie, have my papers ready because I'm gonna be on the part of y'all once NFL.
I had a good meeting with Eddie today, but Island game getting ready to do some big things in the NFL season. I can tell you more about it next week.
I'm waiting for my parlay. I know what I can do this year. I can build big house mansion of them this year.
Anyway, Pearly, your producer friend say, zip it, time to get to the break. So I guess
ciao.
We'll see you tomorrow. All right, on Radio and Talking Heads. There you go, Mr. Producer.
Later.
Ready for something very delicious this summer?
Introducing the new Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte. Enjoy the bold flavors of Dunkin' Velvety Whipped Cream and irresistible cookie crumbles for a match made in latte heaven. Make Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte your go-to beverage this summer. Dunkin'.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school foot care needs. From toddlers to college students, have your child looking smart in a pair of Hush Puppies, Sperry, Easy Strider brand styles, and many more. Durable and sharp, the kids will step with confidence all year. Need socks and a belt? We've got you covered. And don't forget a new backpack and lunch containers. You can find all this and more at customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. I can keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust.
It's winning in the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Grab your camera, capture the spirit of the Bahamas, and win cash and prizes. Scotiabank, in partnership with the Guardian Media Group, invites all youth, amateur, and professional photographers to enter the Celebrate Bahamas 50 photography competition, being held under the theme One Nation, One Legacy, Our Future. With more than $8,000 in cash to be won, snap those photos and send them in by August 30th. Visit guardiantalkradio.com or bs.scotiabank.com to find out how to enter. Let's celebrate our proud nation in photos. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's your boy Charlie Bahama, and let me tell you about a deal you can't afford to miss. It's the Two Fly Free from Nassau promotion. You heard me right. Two people can fly free from Nassau. Just go to BahamasResidents.com for all the details so you can start your vacay today. There are 10 participating islands with 35 amazing hotels to choose from. You can go to Abaco, Acklands, Andrus, Bimini, Cat Island, Eleuthera, Harbor Island, Exuma, Long Island, or San Salvador. There's so much to do on all these islands, you just may want to go to a few. And why not? With the Two Fly Free from Nassau deal, it's like getting an island for free. Take your family. Go with friends. Arrange a fun out-of-the-box business meeting or retreat. Your co-workers or employees will love you. Or go on an adventure with the guys. Or a girl's getaway from the guys. Or a romantic trip for two. Whatever you do, you'll thank me. Visit BahamasResidents.com for more information. That's BahamasResidents.com.
From the fried chicken experts, creators of the Kentucky Chicken Sandwich, comes a whole new way to enjoy barbecue. The KFC Crispy Barbecue Sandwich features a 100% premium white meat Kentucky Fried Chicken filet stacked with bacon, cheddar cheese, crispy fried onions, and barbecue sauce on a toasted, buttery brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Crispy Sandwich is available only for a limited time. Try one today and enjoy a whole new level of flavor. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Things are always good for Jerry Jones. The Cowboys are once again the NFL's most valuable franchise. Sportico values them at over $9 billion, far surpassing the Giants, who are second on the list. We'll take a look here at the rest of the top 10. You have the Rams in third, followed by the Patriots, 49ers, Jets, Commanders, Bears at eight, and then finishing out with the Eagles and Raiders.
So the Jets are worth more than the Giants. That doesn't feel right. Is that an Aaron Rodgers?
No, that's the Giants are
number
two.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Giants are number two. Yeah, I was going to say Giants are really valuable.
Correct.
You know, I am...
The one that's interesting is the Raiders and how far they've jumped up the list since the move to Vegas.
the other thing is people don't understand. There sometimes you have brands that get buried. So I said this for years about the Golden State Warriors. So I grew up in the 70s where the Warriors had Rick Barry and Al Addles, Clifford Ray, the center, Jeff Mullen. They were really, really good. And they were a big West Coast brand, and Barry was great. And then they were bad forever. And people forgot what a great, great basketball city the Bay Area is because they were so bad. The minute they got interesting again, you can't get a ticket to a Warriors game. The Yankees in the 80s were just a huge name and a beaten-down brand. I think Michigan football had that a little bit with Brady Hoke or a Rich Rod. You just forget how big Michigan football is and what they do with the ratings. The Raiders in my childhood, the Steelers were the team of record in the 70s. Their number one rival was the Raiders. And it didn't matter if it was Plunkett or Kenny Stabler, Lyle Alzado, Hendrickson, Cliff Branch, Biletnikoff, John Madden. The Raiders were a massive, arguably a number two or three brand. I thought they were as big when I was a kid as the Cowboys. And then they were just bad. Al Davis, at the end, it just disappeared. It was poorly managed. But the Raiders are the, it's almost like they're a beaten down brand. They stood for something. They're kind of the rebels of the NFL. Al Davis was like, I'm not paying this. I'm not doing that. We're going to move wherever we want. There's a real independent brand, sort of a rogue element to the Raiders that I think is incredibly powerful. It's just been beaten down.
Absolutely. And we'll see. Hopefully we can see that brand rise up again, maybe if Jimmy Garoppolo stays healthy. But we'll keep our attention on the AFC West there with the Chargers. Keenan Allen are now preparing for their first season under new OC Kellen Moore. Moore was hired to replace Joe Lombardi. Yesterday, Keenan was asked about his role in this new offense.
Kellen's not really a guy who, you know, put guys in spots and leaves them there. You know, he changes the personnel within the play call. He puts guys where he wants them and, you know, what's best for the offense. With Lombardi, I was stuck at slot kind of the whole time. I'm inside, outside now. We're all kind of inside, outside, playing everything.
This, to me, the biggest coordinator moves of the year. Like, we always look at coaches. Say, oh, there's a new coach. It's a big deal. Vic Fangio to the Miami Dolphins defense and Kellen Moore to the Chargers offense is why I have both those teams making the playoffs. I think Fangio is arguably the best defensive coordinator in football. And I'm not talking Belichick, but defensive mind. That's not a head coach. And I think Kellen Moore is great. You know, what's interesting is as the offensive line got old and deteriorated and Zeke deteriorated and Amari Cooper left, under Kellen Moore, go look at the points per game for Dallas with Dak Prescott, who we view as a B to a B-plus quarterback. 6 first and fourth. So I don't understand. Like, Cowboy fans are not freaking out, and I think they blamed Kellen for a lot of their shortcomings. Everybody I talk to in the NFL is like, Kellen Moore to this offense is going to be fuel. I think they're, and they also, Quentin Johnston, the receiver out of TCU, has been unbelievable in camp. And so they have, I think Palmer's their fourth receiver. Gerald Everett's the tight end. They got 5 guys now that they like to throw the ball to.
Absolutely. Plenty to work with on that offense in addition to a great talent in Justin Herbert. So going to be exciting to see what the Chargers can do. And we'll wrap up here on the West Coast. The 49ers have released their unofficial depth chart ahead of Sunday's preseason game against the Raiders. Brock Purdy is listed as the starting quarterback. The backup listed as Trey Lance or Sam Darnold.
That's a PR move. They just don't want to make that. You know, they don't want to. If they know if they put Trey Lance third, that's going to get a bunch of questions and be distracting. But that's what it is.
Really? So you really think? Okay.
Yeah. I don't even think this is complicated. I don't think it's complicated at all. Brock Purdy is going to be their quarterback for the next 3 years because you don't have to pay him a nickel, and he's good and accurate. Sam Darnold is mistake prone, like him, but mistake prone. Lance has some accuracy issues. None of those fit with the coach. Like, Kyle Shanahan loved Matt Schaub and Kirk Cousins. Accurately deliver the ball. Do not make a lot of unforced errors like in tennis. If you're going to make an error, it's because, you know, you got hit or somebody made a great play. And with Darnold and Trey Lance, there's a lack of trust. And it's okay. I've got film on Sam. and I've got a lack of experience with Trey and a few number of starts. So I don't even think this is complicated. I just think what happens is they're trying to be professional and delicate with Trey. They're also going to try to move him eventually. So you don't want to make it look like he's third. There's always a story behind the story. The internet thinks they know. There's always a story behind the story. And the truth is, they want to move Trey eventually, and so do the Jets with Zach Wilson. So you're going to publicly make it look with Zach Wilson as shiny and as positive and optimistic as you can. So I will say this, though. I would play the most snaps. I would give to Trey Lance. Darnold's brand is established. Brock Purdy's going nowhere. I would play Zach Wilson 50 snaps in preseason and Trey Lance 50 snaps. Put some real quality light on him, upgrade him, and move him. Ryan with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd.
I thought what was really interesting is that Kirk Cousins was at the bottom of tier two. Every quarterback above Kirk Cousins, Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, Herbert, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, Trevor Dak, Matthew Stafford, Deshaun Watson, every one of those has a wildly tribal, vocal, and loyal fan base. They're considered great. Even after bad games, Dak has unbelievable support. Then there's Cousins at 12. And look at the quarterbacks who follow him. All of them have critics, even Russell Wilson, who won a Super Bowl and got to do. Kyler Murray, you don't like his attitude. Derek Carr, he's not a go-for-it guy. Goff's not mobile. Tua can't stay healthy. Garoppolo's overrated. Daniel Jones stinks. Geno Smith can't run it back again. Justin Fields is 5-20. We'll wait and see. Ryan Tannehill, not very good. Can't trust him. And Mac Jones, who most of you don't like, although I do. It's literally the line of DeMar Cousins. It's Kirk Cousins. He cuts right in the middle. Anybody above is viewed as a star, and you support, even in bad Sundays. They're your guy. They're considered very talented, and you're mostly lucky to have them. The people below, many of whom are just as talented or more talented than ones above them, mostly have critics so far or haven't delivered on the promises or what our perception was of their talent or ability. The line of DeMar Cousins. Mark Wilf, the co-owner, talked yesterday or the day before about the future of Kirk Cousins in Minnesota.
Well, we feel great about the quarterback situation. Kirk's an outstanding leader. He's led this team incredibly these past few years, and we're looking for great things for him in 2023. And I know there's discussions all the time on all these topics, especially quarterback. And I know Kwesi and Coach are always communicating with Kirk and everybody, but we're real happy to have him lead our team.
Well, he's good. He's occasionally very good and shrinks in big games. But here's the thing about Kirk Cousins, and this is really powerful, especially in the corporate world. He provides stability. And GMs and owners are terrified of chaos at quarterback. That's how you lose your job. That's how you lose your job, is that Kirk Cousins starts for you and he is stability. And that's made him a lot of money. As an NFL starter in Washington and Minnesota, we know exactly what he is. He's been 13th in passing yards per game, 10th in TD to interception ratio, and 9th in passer rating. He is ultimately the NFL equator. Stars above him, questions, critics, naysayers of the quarterbacks below him. I like him. But I've never loved him. All right. I thought this was interesting. Somebody told me this years ago, when you get the quarterback right in the NFL, everything else falls in place. But if you get the quarterback right and you can't figure it out after that, then it's on you. Like right now, the Chargers know they got the quarterback right. Do they have the coach right? Some say yes, some say no. I saw some anonymous executive yesterday took a shot at Brandon Staley. I don't know if he's good. I thought...